What makes you think adults are any different? Sure, we have sexual intimacy with our girlfriends, but there's much more to a relationship than that. There are those moments when intimacy doesn't relate to sex. A dozen flowers arriving unexpectedly, for example. Even an artificial flower in a vase for a special dinner. Might romantic bedtime stories be a new way to enhance an intimate romantic relationship? Lots of people think they can. So, before you discard the notion of romantic bedtime stories for girlfriend time, maybe take a look at some of the examples of what you can do to craft tales for your own story time with your lesbian love. Published romantic bedtime stories, movies, novels, short stories. You may have loved watching movies all your life. And you may have seen some of the huge romantic box office hits in the romantic category. Most of these movies cover everything from high school romances to love among young and older adults to even some that are quite serious or tragic, e.g., Love Story, Titanic. Film. If you haven't watched any love stories recently, go back and review a few. You can get some great ideas for turning your own love story into cute bedtime stories for girlfriend pleasure. For example, suppose you are in a long-distance relationship with a beautiful woman you met on an online lesbian dating app, and you have been dating for a while. A long-distance relationship can be tough, but you can make it a bit better with a good bedtime story. Want to do something unique? Watch the movie, Kiss Me, a Swedish love story about two women who fall in love at an engagement party, and see how creative you can be to develop your own story about your sapphic love experiences. Then get on a video chat with your charming woman when you both get in bed for the night. Tell her that bedtime story that relates only to you two, far more creative than sending a dozen flowers. And both of you will probably have a good night's sleep. Another great film that could be transposed into several personalized short bedtime stories is Carol, especially if your relationship has had some ups and downs. Novels. There are also plenty of short stories and novels that deal with romantic love. Of course, there are those romance novels that have almost become pulp fiction, where the themes are all the same. But there are plenty of other novels that can give you lots of ideas. Check out Surprised by Her. Read Written in the Stars. Review some of the other classics that have made their mark all over the entire world. Tale of Two Cities, The Notebook, A Walk to Remember, The Giving Tree, Brokeback Mountain, The Truth About Forever, Like Water for Chocolate, Dr. Zhivago, Girl with a Pearl Earring, Ain't She Sweet, Me Before You, 50 Shades of Grey, If You Are Into Kink, and Lolita. Of course, there are many more, and you can simply read short synopsis for some great ideas. Check out The Fixer for another example of a riveting lesbian romance. Here's an example. Take the concept of the Brokeback Mountain. Two guys are thrown together in relative isolation for their work. They end up in a serious gay relationship. Make up a story about two women who are strangers but are thrown together by some sort of fantastical incident. An airplane crash, perhaps. Where they must work together to survive. They end up in love. Finally, they are rescued and try to return to their old, normal lives. They are both miserable. By chance, they meet again while both are on vacation at the same spot. What do? They both face a major choice, but their ultimate love wins out, they run away together, and they lived happily ever after. The point is this. Novels have lots of plots and subplots, and these can be refashioned for bedtime stories for girlfriend consumption, as you tell them. Or you can just tell a short synopsis of any of those that relate to lesbian love or read short sections that you think she will really enjoy. Your local library is probably a great resource for recommendations. Most have curated lists of books, especially for Pride Month. Many of these will include lesbian love stories. Short stories. Here's the thing about short stories. They can make great bedtime stories for girlfriend reading together. Remember when you were in grade school, and everyone took turns reading? Do the same thing now. Each of you takes turns reading a few paragraphs. You can do this whether together in bed or on a video call. Buy a copy of the Luscious Spirit Collection by Pepper and Lucia for each of you. It is filled with some amazing and steamy stories of lesbian love. Who knows what else might happen as you read to each other? Beyond that, take some of the classic short stories and change them out for lesbian plots. The Gift of the Magi, several versions. One of the most classic love stories is The Gift of the Magi, written by O. Henry in 1905. A wife didn't have any money to buy her husband a Christmas gift. So, she went to a hair salon and sold her long hair to buy him a gift. She bought him a gold chain to go with his pocket watch. When he got home, she confessed to him what she had done and gave him the chain. He then gave her a gift, beautiful combs for her hair. He had sold his pocket watch to get the money for the gift. Both of their eyes filled with tears and the sacrifices each had made for one another. This is just one of the poignant but funny bedtime stories that are also about great love. There have been many variations written since the original. They will make cute bedtime stories. Even better, you can easily turn this theme into one that resonates with you and your lesbian lover. A couple saving for Christmas gifts. A young lesbian couple is facing their first Christmas. Liza begins saving money for a gift for her beloved wife months before Christmas. She keeps the money in a canister in their garage. Just before Christmas, she goes to retrieve the money to buy a present. It's gone. She is devastated that she has no gift for her new wife. Later, her wife surprises her with an exquisite gift. She mentions that she had been putting money into a jar, and was shocked that she saved nearly double what she expected. The bracelet. In this version of The Gift of the Magi, one partner sacrifices her bracelet to buy a beautiful gift for her girlfriend. Meanwhile, her girlfriend makes her own sacrifice to buy a new charm for that bracelet. One thing that you and your girlfriend can do is to make up cute bedtime stories based on the theme of ultimate love shown in The Gift of the Magi, and then tell those stories to each other. You might even be able to come up with something that is based on your own memories and experiences. Making up your own romantic bedtime stories for girlfriend. Telling bedtime stories can become a bit of a ritual for you and your significant other. In fact, the best bedtime stories can be those that you make up yourselves. And made-up stories based on true life experiences can sometimes be more genuine than those that are written by other authors. Do you need some inspiration to create stories for your girlfriend? Here are some that take inspiration from some very common relationship themes in writing. These simply have a sapphic twist. Blind sight. Carol went blind at a young age from an eye disease. She grew up overcoming her handicap really well. She then met Julie while in college, and they fell in love. One day her parents told her that there was someone who was willing to donate one of their eyes so that she could have sight again. She was thrilled because now she would actually be able to see Julie. The operation was successful. When she was finally able to see Julie, she noticed that Julie's left eye was bandaged. Julie had given Carol one of her eyes so that they could both see each other. A prom for grandma. Nicola was raised by her grandmother. She took care of all of her needs and then some. When she was 17 and in high school, she decided that Nicola should go to prom. She told her she never got to go to a prom during her high school years, but that she would have that experience. She told her to invite a guy, and she would take care of everything else. She bought her a custom-fit dress. She made dinner reservations with her credit card. She even bought a boutonniere for her date's jacket lapel. All of this generosity was heartwarming except for one thing. Nicola didn't want to invite a guy to prom. She wanted to invite the girl she loved. The problem was that she didn't know how her grandmother would react. The afternoon of the prom night, she asked her the name of the guy she had invited. At that moment, there was a knock on the door. Nicola's girlfriend was there in a matching tux. There was a tense moment where nobody knew how grandma would react. Then, grandma handed the pink envelope to the new girl. "Has your girlfriend asked you to prom in the proper way?" she said quizzically. At that point, Nicola had the boutonniere ready to go. Angels among us. Liz and Alicia have been lovers for a couple of years now, and they have finally made plans to marry. It is Alicia's birthday, and Liz has made an amazing dinner at her place for their special evening. She's supposed to be there at 8 but is late, not unusual for her, so Liz just accepts it. Finally, at about 9, she shows up, they hug and kiss. Alicia thanks her for an amazing birthday gift, and they sit down to their romantic dinner. The phone rings, and it is Alicia's mom. "Oh, Liz," she cries. "It's Alicia. She was in a horrible car accident on her way to your place and has just been pronounced dead at the hospital. I'm so sorry." I'm coming right over. She hangs up before Liz can respond. Liz looks across the table to see Alicia holding a candle. In shock, she mouths, "Licia?" Alicia shrugs sadly, knowing she has to leave her best friend and lover behind. "I will always be with you, my love. Remember that." And with that, Liz's angel melted away. The bicycle romance. There is still a caste system that is alive and well in India. Society is divided into classes, and those classes are not to intermingle, especially where romance and marriage are concerned. While it is gradually dissolving, it is still prominent. Samir is in the lowest caste, known as the Untouchables. But she is such a talented portrait artist, self-taught, that members of the higher castes often use her to do their portraits. Her reputation spread around Europe too. A young wealthy girl decided to have her portrait done by Samir. Obviously, she could not travel to her, so Mia went to India to get it done. During the two-week session, they fell madly in love. Mia extended her stay as long as possible but ultimately had to return to Switzerland for her university studies. They married before she left, and she also left her enough money to get her college education. They vowed to be together and live happily ever after, as soon as both had finished. They kept their long-distance relationship alive through texts and video chats. Samir finished her studies and told Mia she would be coming to her. Mia offered aeroplane tickets but Sami insisted she would get to her on her own. She sold all of her personal belongings and had just enough to buy a bicycle with large baskets for his painting supplies. She set out. Along the way, she earned travel money by doing portraits. She cycled through 7 countries to get to Mia. They were reunited and lived happily ever after. The car accident coma. Shelley and Gina were long-term girlfriends who ultimately married. They were a happy couple with good careers, lots of friends, and just a great life in general. One night, when it was raining cats and dogs, Shelley was in a terrible accident. By the time the EMTs got her to the hospital, she was in a coma and stayed that way for days. As the days wore on, the doctors did not give Gina much hope for a recovery. But Gina never wavered. She was at the hospital every day, talking to Shelley, whispering words of love and intimacy, and reminding her of special times they had enjoyed during their partnership. On their anniversary, Gina brought in her computer and pulled up the video of their wedding day. As the video played, Shelley's hand began to move. Gina grabbed it and started stroking it and saying words of endearment to Shelley. Ultimately, Shelley opened her eyes and began to talk too. It wasn't long before she was released from the hospital. She told Gina that, throughout those long weeks in a coma, she heard every word that Gina had said to her, and that those words kept her fighting to recover so that they could resume their wonderful lives together. The fond farewell. Dana learned that she had melanoma, a serious skin cancer, that had unfortunately spread to many other places in her body. There was no hope for a cure because of that spread and the aggressive nature of the cancer itself. She was given several months to live. Her first step was to cash in all of his assets and pay off the mortgage on the home so her wife would have it free and clear. She then arranged a trip to Italy for her entire family. When they arrived at the destination in Italy, the family discovered that she had made arrangements for her and her wife to renew their vows in the same church where her parents had been married. Dana's death was devastating to her wife, for sure. But as the days and weeks wore on, she discovered that Dana had left hundreds of post-it notes all over the entire house and especially among her things that she had begun to clean out. Each message was one of love and encouragement for her to move on, with promises to always be with her in spirit, and so forth. Runaway lovers. Here's one of those bedtime stories for girlfriend pleasure that will serve as an inspiration for all those who suffer forbidden love. Lacey grew up in the lap of luxury but knew early on that she was a lesbian. Her parents could not accept this and did all that they could to get her treatment and set her straight. Nothing worked, of course. Life at home was miserable for her. In college, she met Stephanie, a fellow lesbian, and they fell madly in love. They wanted to get married. But not only was Stephanie a girl, but she was also from a very meager background, in college only because of a scholarship and financial aid. Lacey's parents were beside themselves and, when she came home for a holiday break, they threatened to cut her off if she pursued this relationship. Figuring that this would do the trick, they were satisfied that Lacey would end the relationship. Not so fast. Not only did Lacey and Stephanie continue their relationship, but they also got married and ran away to a Christian missionary organization in Africa where they became missionaries. They spent the next 40 years living their love and their purpose in life. Lacey never looked back. Love of a young student. Parents used to call it puppy love. This was a term they used when their young adolescent kids started to have boy-girl relationships. No one ever really expected these to last. But sometimes, fate has other plans. One day, 15-year-old Jill and her mom witnessed a one-car accident when a car slid on slick pavement and rammed into a retaining wall. Jill's mom got out to see if she could help. The car caught on fire, and she took quick action and pulled out the girl who was driving, saving her life. She and her daughter felt a bond with this young girl and visited her at the hospital, just to be certain she was doing okay. But then, Jill began going to the hospital without her mom. As she and the girl came to know each other much better, more than just a bond of friendship formed. They fell in love. Even though they both went to different high schools, the puppy love blossomed. They married 5 years later. Are you inspired just a bit? Both serious and funny bedtime stories for girlfriend enjoyment can boost intimacy and fun in a relationship. How about this? You and your girlfriend agree that you will each come up with a story, maybe once or twice a week, as you are both in bed and ready to go to sleep, whether in person or long distance. Try it, it will be something to look forward to.